Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pedro Soler is a world-renowned flamenco guitarist, steeped in the Spanish tradition. His son, Gaspar Claus, is a cellist who hangs out in the avant-garde scenes of Brooklyn and Tokyo. After years of performing separately in these distant musical worlds, they've come together to create a new kind of flamenco full of improvisation and experimentation. And speaking of worlds colliding, their album, Barland, was produced by the guitarist Bryce Dessner from the indie rock band The National. We'll speak with Pedro and Gaspar about their project in a moment, but first here's a live performance of Pentanera. It's Pedro Soler, Gaspar Claus, live on Soundcheck. That is a live performance from flamenco guitarist Pedro Soler and cellist Gaspar Claus, father and son, respectively. Petanera is the name of that piece. And in the Soundcheck studio, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'll direct Gaspar most of my questions to you for language reasons.
Okay. Which doesn't mean that my English is perfect, but I can try.
Better than mine.
Better than yours. Okay. Now, when the two of you speak French to each other, right?
Yes, we are both French. I have German origins, and Pedro has
Spanish
origins.
Right.
But
so you're from Toulouse, right? The area
I,
of
I,
Pedro
I
is from Toulouse.
Okay,
I grew up in Bagnols-sur-Mer. It's a town down Perpignan. It's in Catalonia, very close from the French border on Mediterranean Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the idea of flamenco music, you know, in southern France, mm-hmm. is there a big community, sort of Spanish exile community there?
Yeah, historically, in Toulouse specifically, there was a big Spanish community that my father, when he was young, did fréquent, how do you say, like he was going there and he learned guitar with the masters from mm-hmm. flamenco who were exiled in Toulouse. Spanish War.
So this is a kind of a leftover of the Spanish Civil War of the 1930s.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, so the two of you have very different kind of musical backgrounds. Pedro in the flamenco tradition and you, Gaspar. I was actually looking to see if you had a distortion pedal over there.
No.
It was
no
all
effect.
Done completely acoustic.
Yeah.
So what finally brought the two of you with your different musical languages together?
I think it began like a very long time ago, let's say when I was born, because he has always been playing a lot of guitar. And also the way that Pedro plays guitar is, in my opinion, very modern, since it's looking for the silence and just a few notes and the quality of sound and not the arrangements and to play like
really flashy
virtuos. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is very close to modern and at the same time to a very ancient flamenco. And I have I went to cello when I was 5 years old, and I learned at music school at the conservatory. And I quit the cello at one point when it began to be a bit like competitive and like to have to go to the first place in the orchestra and all. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. And I came back to it, discovering that there is not only like 3 centimeters to play on the cello as it is taught at school, but that the entire instrument sounds.
Mm-hmm. And so you can play up like, by the bridge,
yeah,
and you can wrap the body.
Everything sounds. And it's they teach you that it's not beautiful sound, even this. But in fact, I think it can be beautiful if mm-hmm. you bring it at a good place. And Pedro is very close to the like really the quality of sound and the resonances and the silence in between the notes. And I think I feel very close from him for that. I'm not a virtuoso even.
I try. The bridge is the song, flamenco song.
Uh-huh.
Because
that's the bridge.
Guitar has to be clean and mm-hmm. And strong, but the song too. But the singer, flamenco singer or singer woman, mm-hmm. The voice is completely wild.
Right.
Wild. No?
So
and
the cello is taking that.
That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why.
The cello is taking that role.
We have been. He has made me listen to some cantaores.
The flamenco singers. Yeah,
and like to go close to this voice, but.
Well, again, that distorted kind of sound. They call it the torn throat, you know?
Like something which can always... It's fragile at the same time. It can break.
We're speaking with Pedro Soler, who plays the guitar, Gaspar Claus, his son, who plays the cello. Their collaborative record is called Barland, which came out in August. And here in New York, they're performing tonight at Littlefield in Brooklyn in a performance, or Gaspar, is just you tonight, or will your dad?
Not at all.
It's no, but will your dad?
Yeah,
play?
Pedro is going to play, and he's going to play Iggy electric guitar for the very
first
time.
Wow!
First time in my life.
and the stage will be full of Brooklyn indie rock glitterati: Bryce Dessner from The National, She Keeps Bees, Ben Greenberg from Z's, David Moore from Bing and Ruth, Porcelain Raft, all coming and going tonight at Littlefield. In support of Pedro Soler and Gaspar Claus, who are with me in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another piece for us?
With pleasure.
Yeah. Okay, this is called Granaina. Once again, a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Once again, live music in the Soundcheck studio from Pedro Soler and Gaspar Claus. Pedro, the father, playing flamenco guitar. Gaspar, the son, playing the cello. Granaina is the name of that song. It is not on the album, Barland, but the album is out. It's a beautiful record and has one piece towards the end of the album with some guests, familiar names from the Brooklyn indie rock scene. Many of those folks will be joining Pedro and Gaspar tonight at Littlefield in Brooklyn for the Permanent Festival with Bryce Dessner and friends, Pedro Soler, Gaspar Claus. Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been great having you with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. Still to come, remembering drummer Levon Helm of the band. He died yesterday at the age of 71. This is Soundcheck.